Hey guys, and welcome back to the Team Avengers podcast. Now, I know I told you earlier today that we were going to be doing an episode with Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel, and that is what we'll be doing in this episode, as you can read in the title. But there's one thing that will not be in the title. It is that we have a guest star. Keaton is here with us today. Now, if you know, he's been on a couple episodes from a long time ago, nearly last year, so you might recognize him from them, but yeah, he hasn't been on here very many times, so we're really excited to have him back. It will be me, Carson, and Keaton on here today, which that hasn't happened yet, so this should be fun.
Hey, everybody. It's nice to be back on the podcast. I will say one thing, just to get it out there. I have not watched the Miss Marvel show, so this will be interesting having my fellow co-hosts here kind of explain what Miss Marvel is to me, and then I'll attempt to give my half-baked opinion on that.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, me and Carson have seen the Miss Marvel series, so we're gonna try our best here to help him figure it out. Okay, so normally in these kind of episodes, we kind of do an overall analyzation of the character, but because he doesn't know who Miss Marvel is, we might explain her to him first. Yeah, so Carson, could you explain Miss Marvel's character to Keaton for me?
So, Miss Marvel is a teenage girl that goes to a high school, and she wants to go to AvengerCon, and she finds a like bracelet like thing, and and she gets powers like that, and I think she's a cool addition to the MCU.
Awesome. Landon, do you have anything to add about that?
Yeah, so with that bracelet, just to kind of go a little more in depth, it's like almost like a metal, like not a gauntlet. It's not anything like the Infinity Gauntlet, but it's like this metal like cuff almost.
So almost like Wonder Woman's stuff.
Yes, actually, yeah. Exactly like that.
Okay.
And it has like old like inscriptions on it and stuff. And when she was at this Avenger Con, which is basically like Comic Con, but just with like a bunch of Avengers.
I figured.
Yeah. A girl was in like trouble or something.
Yeah.
All of a sudden her thing like started to like glow.
Okay.
And she threw out like this like giant crystal hand. It was like her hand. It was like crystal, like, you know, like Green Lantern.
Powers, okay, right? Yeah. But yeah. It's like crystal, yeah. Lantern almost.
It's real weird. And what she ends up learning throughout that series is she can do like a bunch of cool different stuff. Like, and it doesn't just have to be from a bracelet. She can do it from any part of her body too.
But like, the bracelet helps her.
Right. So she can like run in midair. She can make like stepping stones out of these crystal things.
Like Mordo from Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Yeah, like
that's
that.
That's cool.
Yeah, and that's basically what it is. She can kind of just make a bunch of weird stuff out. Not make. She doesn't like make like hammers and stuff.
So she just has crystal powers.
Yeah.
Does she have any other powers like super healing, super strength, increased reaction time?
We didn't really see anything like that. Or I haven't read much about her like in the comics or anything.
Okay.
So I don't know too much about that part of it, but I don't, as far as we know from at least the series, we didn't really hear much about anything like that. But Keaton, you do know about Captain Marvel's character.
Yes, yeah.
So how do you think these two would be connected in any way?
So I don't think they're really connected at all in the MCU as of late. Originally in the comics, it's just kind of a play on the fact that they're from the Marvel comic series, and it helps with branding, obviously, if your characters are named the same thing as your brand. Captain Marvel, interestingly enough, was in the comics initially a guy, and then kind of recently, like within the past 20-30 years, been rebranded as a gal. And obviously in the MCU, it's Brie Larson now as the character. And I thought that movie was handled relatively well. They definitely did make her a very strong character. And she's capable of flight and all this stuff through... It's some kind of radiation.
Yeah, it's that... It's that... This is going to sound like cliche, but it's that blue goop that like exploded from that starship or whatever it was.
Kree reactor, right? It's that technology that they were experimenting with on Earth.
That like holds like lots of energy and power.
Yeah. And the origin story for her in the MCU is that she got the energies absorbed from the reactor exploding right next to her. Kind of like the Hulk almost. But instead of turning her into like a green monster, it just... she absorbed the energy and kind of has this almost invincible body now, and she can shoot the energy out of her and she can fly, and she has super strength and super not super speed, but obviously she can fly, so she moves very, very fast.
So like Keen was saying, what we know from the series and the Captain Marvel movie, I don't see any way how they could possibly be connected.
No.
Because her, Kamala Khan, which is Miss Marvel in the series, her story, the only thing we hear about Captain Marvel is that it's her favorite superhero in that story.
Oh, really?
But then the connection, quote unquote, I guess you could say, was in the post-credit scene of the last episode of the Miss Marvel series. Kamala was literally sitting up.
Spoiler warning, guys.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. if you haven't seen this, you want to pause it now. But she was sitting on her bed, kind of just staring at the ceiling, and all of a sudden, her cuff thing...
Cuffs, yes.
Yeah. It started to, like, glow. And she was like, I'm not doing anything. Why is it doing this? So she stood up, kind of walked around looking at it, then all of a sudden she like kind of disappeared and like went back into her closet almost. It was like this weird energy, so it just like sucked her up and it went back into the closet. And then Captain Marvel came out of the closet. And this new uniform that we've never seen, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
It didn't make any sense. Yeah, that was my reaction as well.
I'm not one who has extensive knowledge of any previous MCU or non-MCU threats like in the comics. I'm sure some more experienced people would know, at least on a basic level, what that might be. But definitely a confusing teaser for, I'm sure, her character's introduction into some movie titles. I think that's a little bit of a weird kind of shoehorn to get Captain Marvel in the Miss Marvel series. I'm assuming in the MCU, Miss Marvel is named after Captain Marvel because that's her favorite superhero and she wants to be like Captain Marvel. So she gives herself the title Miss Marvel, or alternatively, the people she saves give her the title Miss Marvel. One of the two.
Well, actually, that's what I think almost everybody would assume, but that's actually not it at all.
Oh, what is it?
So... On, I don't know if it was the last episode or...
Last episode.
It was the last episode. Her and her dad...
Can I explain it?
Huh?
Can I explain it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So, her parents named her Kamala because it means friendly or something. But towards the end of that conversation, her dad says that her name actually means Marvel.
The reason that they named her the Marvel is because when she was born, they said that they called her their own little Marvel.
Oh, okay. So and it's more of a name she's kind of grown up with.
Yeah, except she didn't even remember it because it was a name she was called when she was very young.
Okay.
And then when they're sitting out on the roof of their house, both talking about this, he says, "You've grown up to be our own little Miss Marvel." And then she's
like, "That in the last episode?"
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's kind of cheesy.
It really was. And then she's like, "Huh, Miss Marvel." It was. It was a real cringe moment.
That could have been handled better.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how she got that name. And back to the connection part, I'm still not seeing anything there between Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel. Carson, what do you think?
I don't think they have any relation, to be honest, except for their name obviously being Marvel, like Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, but...
So I think we're all in agreement here that the Miss Marvel and Captain Marvel have nothing other than their names to correlate themselves to one another. They don't have very similar powers or even remotely similar backstories. I guess, do we have a great origin as to what Miss Marvel got her powers from, or why she has her powers? Or
okay, so there's a lot of spots that we didn't fill in here.
Yeah.
So it does go back in like the past a little bit in the Miss Marvel series, and she looks at some of her ancestors. And
what do you mean? How does that work?
I don't even quite know how it works. They didn't really specify very well in the series.
What?
Yeah,
do you remember how they went back in time?
Okay, so the villain kind of in the series, like, kind of, they were in like a final fight scene and she pushed her, then all of a sudden as she was falling she fell back like to 100 years earlier, and then there was a whole episode after that of just her being in the past.
Wait, Miss Marvel?
Yes, Miss the villain.
So the villain's power is to send you backwards in time?
No, the villain actually had... I know, it sounds crazy. I'm still confused on how it happened, too. The villain really had nothing to do with why she went back in time.
Do we know why? Other than, like, was some other... Like, was America Chavez involved and sent her to a different dimension and then brought her back to the same dimension but 100 years earlier? Because that's one of the things, like, with... in Doctor Strange, they assume she could travel through dimension, but if she can travel through dimension, she would have had to have the ability to travel through time as well. So that's a little extra teaser of information there. America Chavez can travel back and forwards in time through the dimensions, so that's cool.
I wish it was that easy to explain, but Carson, do you know anything extra there that I'm forgetting? Because I really don't think they explained that very well in the series.
I agree with you. I don't really have anything.
Yeah. But yeah, forget about the part of how she got there. She went... I can't.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Okay. Let's move past that.
Yeah, she went back in time. She saw how her grandmother was from a different dimension. Do you know what Jin are?
Jin?
Yes.
No, I'm not
like
quite sure.
Clandestine? Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah. I think they're like some old like folklore kind of ghost thing. But they're nothing like ghosts in this series, by the way. They just are kind of strong, but they look like humans. They're from this other dimension that is made up of this crystal stuff. Like, this whole dimension is just crystal stuff.
Like, the stuff she
can
use?
The stuff she has as her powers.
Okay.
So, I assume it's from this dimension in some way.
So, you think she's a djinn, then?
I think she has to be, because her grandmother was originally from the djinn's universe that was made of these crystals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, basically, the villain in this series was her grandmother's sister, so it would be her great aunt, I guess.
So another djinn, probably.
Yeah, it was a djinn too, and
she was a djinn.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. But the djinn in this universe, they don't age at all.
Okay.
Okay. And so the villain of the series is still the villain even like 100 years later.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But the great aunt, which is the villain of the series, she actually ends up killing her sister, which is Kamala's grandmother.
Whoa.
Because she won't give her the cuffs. And they need the cuffs so they can get back to their home world. It didn't explain how they got to this universe, but they want to get back.
So what I'm assuming happened in the post-credit scene then is those cuffs activated and sent Kamala?
Yeah, Kamala
Khan. They sent her back to the Gen universe is what I'm assuming happened. And then Captain Marvel was like, I don't know why Captain Marvel was there. Honestly, I have no explanation for Captain Marvel, but I'm assuming if that's what the power they were after is the ability to go back to their own universe and travel through universes as they wish, I'm assuming the cuffs by themselves or by accident somehow activated and sent Kamala to that universe. And then we could, in the future, see a Kamala who has now accepted the part of like her Jin culture and maybe trained and gotten stronger. And so when we find Miss Marvel here later in the MCU, it will not be the same like inexperienced new rookie kind of Miss Marvel that we've seen in the past or during the series. You know how she gets, she's probably very clumsy and inexperienced and kind of a beginner hero, if I'm assuming correctly.
Yeah. That's a pretty good assumption.
Yes, Carson?
Like Spider-Man?
A little bit like Spider-Man, but like Spider-Man didn't really leave and come back. He just kind of had experience on Earth. I'm talking about like almost a training montage or like a disappear, reappear, like I've been through wars now. You know what I'm saying? Like we would not have like a Miss Marvel. We'd have like a Miss Marvel. Like she can kill you if she needs to, kind of really experienced warrior Miss Marvel in that way.
That's a good assumption.
Yeah.
But this Jin universe and at least the Jin we saw in this series aren't good.
No, that's why I'm saying yes.
Right.
So she would become experienced through having to basically survive within a universe of people that were trying to still steal her power from her. Or alternatively, we could see her being trapped there, and that could be part of a movie, like a side plot for a movie is trying to get her back from the crystal universe.
True. Another thing we didn't mention is near the end of the series, after she got back from the past, or I don't even remember how she got back from the past, but after all that happened, they did find a way to open up a portal to that other universe, but the reason that Kamala's grandmother didn't want to open up a portal is because when that happens, the Jin universe starts to take over that universe.
Like the actual physical space?
Yes, and will turn everything and destroy everything in its path.
Like turn it to crystal?
Yeah.
You're saying? Okay.
And it'll kill everybody. And
kill them. Whoa.
Yes. And even the Jin people that were trying to go back into the universe, it touched them and disintegrated them.
Even though they lived in the universe the crystal is from?
Yes,
see,
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense
it
to
doesn't.
Me.
But it was really odd. And Kamala found a way to close it using her powers. And, but let's skip away from all that super confusing stuff.
Yeah.
To round up.
So what I'm hearing is that the Ms. Marvel series is not very good. There's a lot of convoluted story within it. However, is it worth a watch, you think? Or do you think now that it's been explained and hopefully to the listener, you now understand or are in the same spot I am if you haven't seen the series?
I would say if you like the character Captain Marvel, although this series really has nothing to do with her for the majority of it, I would still watch it because I don't know if you know about this, but there will be a new movie coming out called The Marvels. And I believe this will include Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel. It's going to be a movie. It's not a TV show. And I think this is where hopefully all these holes and questions will be answered of this story. And that's where I kind of want to move the end of this episode to, is predictions and assumptions for this and how they could possibly connect in some way. So
I've got really no clue. The only thing I will say, if they want to make a good story involving Captain Marvel, they almost do have to take away her powers or limit them in some way. Because Kamala's powers compared to Captain Marvel's powers are on an insanely different scale.
Yes.
And so it would have to be something like Captain Marvel's powers don't work outside of universe or, dimension. We're talking dimensions here, not universes. Universes are an actual physical thing. Dimensions, we don't know if they exist or not. But in the MCU, obviously, it's the crystal dimension. Not to be confused with the crystal dimension from Doctor Strange. The MCU is quite complicated. I don't think I have anything farther to add on this. Landon?
Yeah, I don't know. I just really would like to see all these questions answered because, like we've said probably a bajillion times in this episode, we don't know what the heck is going on.
No.
We don't know how these two are connected, what's going to happen, but I am excited to see this story discovered because, although I didn't necessarily enjoy the Miss Marvel series like that much, it was still entertaining to watch, and I would really like to see them explore this new character and this new version of the MCU that we haven't really seen much before. So Carson, what do you think?
I have really no idea what they're gonna do with Miss Marvel and Captain Marvel, but I'm not really good at like predicting what will happen in other movies though.
All right, so I believe that wraps up another Team Avengers podcast. Thank you guys for having me on so much.
Yeah, thank you for joining us today, Keaton. It has been a great episode, really fun to talk about.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, sorry for bringing up such a topic that you're clueless about.
No, it's been fun. It's a little bit of a deep dive into a character I did not know enough about.
I think I learned that I was... Even though I've watched the series, I feel nearly as clueless as you probably do still.
I do have a lot of questions, but I'm sure watching that Marvels movie and talking a little bit with you guys more after the podcast, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, hopefully Keaton can star on some other episodes soon.
Yep.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.